Sports, sports, and more sports. Stonk it. Say hey, sports fans. Welcome back to another episode of your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I am your host, Roy. Did that opening song, did the theme song sound a bit slow? Has it been slowing down? I feel like it really started off hot, you know, those first few episodes. And then I, you know, mix it up, put some of these in there, some of these, got some real drums on there, and then now it's just real slow. So yes, it sounds like the intro is slowing down. That's because I'm slowing down, you know? But we're heating back up. We're heading into the NHL playoffs soon. Not yet. I'm not an idiot. I know what's going on. I'm not dumb. Don't treat me like I'm dumb, Mom. We're heading to the end, you know? Where teams are really going to have to start fighting for their position. And speaking of that, currently, Boston, Bruins, Tampa Bay Lightning going head-to-head up there at the TD Garden. I think Bank of... I don't know what it's called now. It was the Boston Garden when I was young. But as of now, I don't know. I've never been. It's currently tied 2-2 with about 5 minutes left. I should be watching that game. That's a game that I would like to see. And as always, they're fucking outshooting Tampa Bay. The Lightning fucking outshoot their opponents, win or lose. Outshoot them by at least fucking 10. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They're currently on a 4-game win streak. Bruins on a 3-game win streak. They meet again next week at the Amalie Arena. Not sure what night, but I'd like to get some tickets. Currently, Montreal 91 points in first place, Lightning with 90. Sadly, when they played a couple nights ago, it went into overtime, and that allowed Montreal to get a point, so we couldn't just knot it up 90-90. Sadly, it's 91-90. So, but it's still it's close. It's real close. I'm liking the way they're looking. Their fucking forecheck's unbelievable. And again, they're taking that many shots. They have to win, am I right? If you take that many shots, hey, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Wayne Gretzky. And Bruins, Lightning going on right now. Again, under 4 minutes to play. They are right now without Palat, Coburn, and Paquette. Which Palat's been playing real well. It's a shame that they're not out there because they would really be able to help out the team. But, you know, they're still getting it done in next man up. You know what I'm saying? Next man up. That's what they got to do in Tampa Bay and everywhere. You lose a guy, next guy's got to come in. So it looks like this game's probably, unless it stays where it's at now, it's probably going to go into OT. Under 3 minutes to go right now. I'll keep you updated throughout the thing. But it's just more for me, keeping myself updated, because you guys are either watching it right now, meeting right now at 9:30 on Thursday night, not when you listen to this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, at some point. So hopefully they can hold them off. In Montreal, I don't believe, yes, they are playing tonight. They're tied 2-2 with the Senators. They are just the start of the third period, so we'll see how that plays out. Hopefully Ottawa can hold them off, because we don't need them getting a win there. They get a win there, it's really going to hurt us. But we play Montreal again here at home. A couple of tough home games coming up, but luckily they're at home. So, why don't I jump on over MLB, baby. Spring training is in full swing. Remember that? You guys remember those guys? Do you guys remember those guys? Rays cutting it up, and by cutting it up, I mean not doing that. They're Grapefruit League, right? top of the Grapefruit League. You got Boston, seven wins, two losses. Excuse me, it's beer week. You got the Yankees in the middle of the pack, five wins, four losses. And at the bottom of the pack, you've got Tampa Bay, 3-5. It's not looking good, but you know, it's the fucking Grapefruit League. You know, it doesn't really, this is where you're just trying to figure out who's going to be playing. So they're not doing too much, just figuring out who they're going to keep around and whatnot. But they're not, who they're keeping around at this point, not playing well. But they've picked it up a few days ago. They were only 1-5, but they've won the last two, I believe. You get old fat hat Joey Madden over there with the Chicago Cubbies. They are right now 1-7, so that obviously isn't panning out. You can do it, Roy. Panning. It's one of those. Yeah, not looking good. But again, it's fucking spring training, so it's not crazy for someone to bomb in spring training and then blow it up and in the regular season. So we'll see what happens there. And they did release that Kevin Cash, new skipper there for the Tampa Bay Rays, got a 5-year contract. I'm not sure how much for. But it can't be. It's not going to be too much for his first swing at a major league manager position. So, you know, what does money matter? And that they, Lord knows, they've got money. All those teams do. And well, I've got a little time here, like I'm fucking strapped for time. Beer week kicked it off, I believe. On the number, sometime in March. It was this week. I'm assuming it was Monday. I got a late start to it. Obviously not on the drinking, but the beer week. So yeah, hit up a lot of the local, brew pubs, breweries, bars. They all got stuff going on. Local stuff, Friday, tomorrow, that's the big local craft beer night. I'll be hitting up Green Bench. They'll be tapping a number of different beers that they're only releasing at the place, at the brewery that night. Angry Chair's doing the same thing, which I'm really pissed I couldn't go to last night because they were tapping an Imperial Stout, which I've seen in the casks at the brewery. Just sitting there, and those have been on cask since I believe around Christmas. So I was really hoping to get my mouth on one of those, but I don't know. I bet those are gone. So we'll see. I'm gonna try to get over there. So yeah, get out there, support your local breweries. Excuse me. The reason I couldn't make it last night, I went to the Tampa Bay Women's Roller Derby. I went to the practice. They also had some scrimmages with all the local teams, not the travel teams. I believe the travel teams are, they pick a couple people from each team to become two of the travel teams. I'm still learning everything. I'm still trying to learn everything. Downtown Skate, 5313 East Boulevard, Tampa. Boom. Right on Bruce Bush Boulevard. Apologies. It's once a month, doubleheader this Saturday. And yeah, this Saturday, apologies. This Saturday, I missed last week, which was the opening night. BS, this Saturday, March 14th, Black Widows versus Switchblade Sisters and Tampa Bay Brews Cruise versus Molly Rogers Roller Girls. I'm not sure where Molly Rogers Roller Girls are from, but they are a travel team, so they'll be coming to Tampa to take on the Tampa Bay Brews Cruise. So we'll see how that works out. I watched a lot of roller derby as a kid on the local, cable access in Concord, New Hampshire. It was fucking brutal. Like, those girls beat the hell out of each other. So what I saw, obviously, in the scrimmage practice with the teams. They weren't going full speed. You know, they weren't going to freaking kill each other during the practice or a scrimmage. So it's yet to be seen exactly how hard these girls are going to go. But I'm hoping it's crazy. It's a nice little rink. I like it. They got men's roller hockey there. So I obviously got it into my head that I'm going to play in a roller hockey league. And then I looked at the price of rollerblades these days. Which, you know, they're actually inline skates. Rollerblade is the name of a very popular company who makes inline skates. It's like Kleenex. You know, hey, toss me a friggin' Kleenex here. You're gonna wipe my ass. You know, it's not a Kleenex, buddy. I bought it from, you know, a huge box of them at Sam's Club. It's kind of like that. Give me those rollerblades. Not rollerblades, man. They're fucking Fisher Price type shit. Yeah, I haven't fucking skated, rollerbladed, I haven't done any of that in years, so, I don't think I'll be spending that kind of money. I'll get a stinky used pair, rotten fucking, I would never do that. One thing I won't, listen, I'll buy fucking suits, fucking forever from fucking Goodwill. Dead guy's suits, this guy was buried in it, someone dug him up and ripped it off him, and for some reason, I just gave it to Goodwill, I'm not sure why. But I will not buy fucking shoes, rotten shoes, unless they were dope ass like cowboy boots or something, then maybe I would. What am I talking about here? I don't know how I was going to sign up for that. So yeah, Saturday night, come check out the Tampa Bay Roller Derby. Also, we're going to have a story about it on the website, which should be up soon after you hear this. And it's in between when you hear this and when the match starts. So it's going to kind of a little history of the game in Tampa, hopefully. I could just be saying what's going to be in it, and that's not what's going to be in it. So I'm going to stop there. Okay. I was going to do another round of Fruit Madness, but I just can't handle the diarrhea tonight from eating all those apples. Apples round two. Listen, we got the Citrus League, Tropical League, we got the Berries League, Melons League, we got the Droops. And two for the apple, and you know, you got the, obviously the pears. I'm filling it out. I may have to do this, not during the podcast, I may have to sit down at another point and kind of record myself eating fruit, because who doesn't want to hear that? Who does not want to hear that? But we're heating up March Madness. I don't pay any attention to it. As most people probably know from listening to this, I don't really care about basketball. I find it boring. I find it boring, you know? Boring. Right now, shootout, baby. Shootout. Bruins, Lightning. I'm going to pause it. I want to go and watch this, and I'll be back. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. Lightning lose 3-2. Two Bruins score two in the shootout. I need a new chair. This is just brutal, you know? Now it's not going to make any sounds, of course. But yes, Bruins win that one. They come away with the 2 points. Luckily, Lightning took it to overtime in the shootout, so they get a point. That's going to tie them up with Montreal. So all we need now is Montreal to lose, which Senators up 4-2. About 7 minutes left in that, so hopefully they can hold on. That'll knot up. Put a little knot there with the Lightning and the Habs. So, it could be worse. It could be worse. It's pretty much the way it's fucking been the entire season. I was talking about fruit. Then I saw that it went to a shootout. Then I went and watched the shootout. Watched the Lightning lose. Come back. Talk about the Lightning. I forget what I was talking about. I'm not going to go back and check it. I'm just going to go on to talk about the NFL. The league started. The league year began on the 10th, which I believe was Monday at 4 p.m. And it fucking went crazy. You got LeSean McCoy. I think I talked about this last week, maybe. Him getting let go. Or it was, you can trade and stuff. I don't know. I don't understand how exactly it works, but LeSean McCoy got traded to, yes, I remember I did talk about this, but he went to the Bills. The Eagles got Kiko Alonso, linebacker. Frank Gore was supposed to sign with the Eagles, and supposed to him saying, yeah, I'll sign with you, but he had to wait. And he waited. He said, nope, I'm not coming. He went to the Colts. I believe the Colts picked up Andre Johnson after he was let go by the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans. I almost called them the Oilers. Then the Eagles trade Nick Foles to the Rams for Sam Bradford, which nobody, I mean, I feel like the Rams got the better end of that deal, seeing as though, you know, Sam Bradford hasn't played in a very long time. But coming out tonight, Eagles pick up DeMarco Murray, free agent from the Dallas Cowboys, which was very surprising that they didn't try to lock him down. I'm guessing they lowballed him, thought he was fucking around, and went to the Eagles, which means he's going to play Dallas twice a year. Dolphins, let me wrap up a few more things. You know, I'm a Pats fan. They lost, cut Vince Wilfork, which was sad to see him go. He's him and Brady, the only two guys that were left around for their last Super Bowl. When they won in 2004, they won this one. Cut Vince, big Vince. He's gone. Shane Vereen, running back, star in the Super Bowl there, caught 11 passes, especially a couple in that last drive to get him down there to score that touchdown. He's gone to the Giants. Brandon Browner to New Orleans Saints. And Darrell Revis has left us and gone back to the Jets. He came, he got what he wanted. You know, you see, they don't do the Revis Island thing when he was in New England. He didn't do it. But once Revis Island has returned to New York, that's all they're talking about. So, you know, wish him the best. We're going to see you twice a year. Hopefully Brady lights him up. A few other things. Jimmy Graham to the Seahawks for, I believe, center Max Unger. That one... There was no chatter about that, which is it. These ones have to do a lot with the Bucs. The Bucs play New Orleans twice a year. So Jimmy Graham's gone. And what I'm hearing, especially him going to Seattle, Seattle's going to be fucking, especially now that Russell Wilson has got an actual number one receiver. If he is the Jimmy Graham that he was when he had Drew Brees throwing to him. So that'll lighten things up a little bit, even though they, you know, the Saints weren't that crazy to begin with the past few years, even with big Jim. So we'll see what happens with the Saints. I'm seeing that no one's off limits. The only two people that are on the trading block are Drew Brees, which actually I heard someone say that Drew Brees might get traded to the Bucs, which I didn't believe. At all. I don't know where, I didn't see anything online at all. I don't know where this guy got his fucking information, but I didn't hear about it, and no one else is talking about it. I saw possibly to the Jets, but believe the only two people, not on the trading block, or, you know, possibly that the Saints will get rid of are Drew Brees and receiver Brandon Cooks, which I'm surprised they would keep Brandon Cooks over Kenny Stills, who had a much bigger season than Cooks did. Torrey Smith to the 49ers gives them another weapon. I don't know what the fuck the... well, they got Steve Smith, the Ravens. But they don't have a deep threat really anymore. 49ers, they lost two guys. I can't remember the names. Both defensive players, retirement. Jake Locker retired. Jeremy Maclin left the Eagles, went to the Chiefs. Yeah, so the Eagles are just fucking getting rid of people, and a lot of people are concerned. And there was talk about possible racism on Chip Kelly's part, which I thought was a little ridiculous, but what can you do? On to the Bucks. Bucks pick up safety Chris Conti. Yeah. That's an accent. From the Bears. They also yesterday picked up linebacker Bruce Carter, I believe from the Cowboys, I want to say. And today picked up defensive lineman Henry Melton, also from the Cowboys. Before that, played for the Bears, which him and fucking Gerald McCoy, that's going to be real. You can see that they're really trying to build up that defense, which I'm really happy about. Very happy about. Let me dip back in. It's 5-2. Senators up on the Canadiens, 5-2. Good to see. Good to see. And Tampa Bay Bucks likely to part ways with Deshaun Goldson. Tough fit there in the Tampa 2 defense. It was going to cost $8 million against this year's salary cap. If they release him, it'll free up about $4 million. That's with them picking up safety Chris Conte. Which, you know, you bring in one guy, most likely the guy who's been, they've been questioning whether or not to keep, they're probably going to get rid of that guy. So the Bucks really tighten up that, that defense, which is, again, good to see. One more thing, Adrian Claiborne gone. He was the first round pick, for the Bucks in 2011. Had a strong start to his career, but he's gone now. And to the Falcons. To the Falcons. A lot of stuff going on within inside divisions, which is you don't usually see. Usually, you know, either trades or stuff like that happen. People leave and they don't go to someone directly in their division. But it's happened with, you know, Philadelphia and Dallas. I'm losing steam here, folks. I'm losing steam here. Mariota's pro day was today. Obviously, a lot of people there to go check it out, including the Bucks general manager, see if maybe he can try to sway them his way instead of Jameis Winston's way. But I don't think that's gonna happen. They seem pretty high on Winston at this point. And, yeah, like I said, I don't see that happen. But they're still considering him, obviously. He GM wouldn't be going cross-country and during free agency if they weren't at least a little bit curious about how well the guy can play and if he can fit into the system. So it was a very busy week. First week of free agency. First week of the new NFL year. Very crazy. Very fun. You know, at this point, football fans are looking for anything to be excited about until fucking 6 months from now. So it's this, build that up to the draft, then you got, you know, your fucking little practices you can go to as a fan, check that out, and you got the preseason, then you got the opening day. It'll be here before you know it, fans. It'll be here before you know it. I got nothing else to talk about. I'm slowing down. I'm tired. I'm fucking worn out mentally, physically. I wasn't trying to be funny. There's nothing funny about this. What's the deal with? I just can't do it. You know, I can't just flip a switch. So let me close this up. One other thing I will say. Jaguars picked up Julius Thomas from the Denver Broncos, which is going to be real good for old stinky feet quarterback there, Blake Bortles there. Maybe they're really fucking get their fist in there, really fisting the free agency in the offseason, trying to put together a team that can bring them back to relevance. Brandon Marshall to the Jets, cornerback Buster Skrine from the, Browns. So all they need now is someone to throw the ball to, Brandon Marshall, and they may have a team. Like I said, they got Revis back. And, did I say Ndamukong Suh to the Dolphins? No, I didn't. So some big moves here for Florida teams. Sue to the Dolphins, Julius Thomas to the Jags, Chris Conte, Henry Melton to the Bucks. A lot of people leaving, which is good to see. You never want to see teams in your conference getting too, teams in your division getting too crazy, you know. So I think next year, I'm calling it, Bucks are making the playoffs. Bucks are making the playoffs right here. You heard it first. Folks, as always, be safe, be good, have fun, and go out, have yourself some local brews. Be safe, have fun, and do all that shit. Don't drive drunk. And stonk it. Da